Hi, everybody. This is Alan Fine, and I'm here with Valerie Perry, who's cruise and travel director for Holland America Line on New Amsterdam. And we're in Sitka in Alaska, and this is Insider Travel Report. So what are the responsibilities of a cruise and travel director?
Yeah, so my main responsibility is sharing the EXC talks with all of our guests. So EXC stands for Exploration Central, and it's both a place on board up on Deck 11, the observation deck. You have amazing views of where we're sailing, but then it's also a line of programming on board. So here in Alaska, I give talks on whales, on the Iditarod, on Alaska Native people, the Tlingit people here in Southeast Alaska, as well as a variety of other topics.
But then it's all performance, all entertainment falls under your purview, right?
It is. It's a combination. It's all in the same department. So my main focus is really our destinations. But yes, of course, we have lots of entertainment aside from just the EXC talks on board. That our entertainment isn't just what happens in the main stage, the world stage, our main theater. It's what happens all down Music Walk in all of our Music Walk venues. We're really a floating performing arts center. Every night we have between 6 live shows and 12 live shows that our guests can pick from. You're not picking between 1 and 2. You've got a dozen different shows that you can go to. So right now we are in Billboard Onboard, and this is our piano bar featuring chart-topping hits from the Billboard charts. Just down the hall, we have B.B. King's Blues Club, where B.B. King's All-Stars perform. That's also home to our new programming called Laughs at B.B.'s, where we feature 2 different comedians throughout the week, so you have 8 separate comedy shows that you can attend. Keep going back towards the dining room, we have Lincoln Center Stage, where some of the most phenomenal musicians in the world perform a series of chamber music concerts down there. So many different shows and different genres to pick from. You know, I say it's called Music Walk because as you take a walk, you literally just hit genre after genre, live show after live show, coming all down this deck.
I think, did you mention there's a magician also?
We do. We have a magician on board here this season. In the main stage, we also have the Step One Dance Company on these 7-day cruises we're working on right now. They have 3 different shows, all completely separate from each other. They've also got a singer involved in one of their shows, a lot of partner dancing in the new show that we've added. Humanity is always a fan favorite. Not only is it great dancing, it's also a light show and a laser show with lots of special effects in that show. So much to see throughout the cruise. We also have our BBC Earth experiences, where we show natural history footage from the BBC, and then our friends from Lincoln Center Stage, the musicians of New Amsterdam, perform that score live. So you're getting live music with the film. The soundtrack is played right there in front of you.
Also, they showed Call of the Wild, come on, in the theater. And also, when you're going out and doing the excursions, you're seeing unbelievable wildlife, whales. I think I saw a unicorn. I really do.
I think so, the Alaskan unicorn. That's a rare sight.
I want to ask you, I saw that you have 6 years at sea, 2 with Holland America Line. Do you want to tell us about what you did before?
Yes, 2 years here at Holland America Line. Before that, I had been at Royal Caribbean for a number of years, still in the entertainment department. I was a broadcast technician at Royal Caribbean for a number of years, got an opportunity to go work at National Geographic on land, so jumped at that opportunity, spent about 5 years there at Nat Geo, and then Holland America Line created the cruise and travel director position back in the summer of 2019, and it was the perfect synthesis of my life at sea plus my life at Nat Geo, really introducing our guests to more information about the places that we sail and the history and the culture. So jumped at that opportunity.
How did they find you?
I applied online. I found the job on LinkedIn. I read the job description and thought, this is me on a piece of paper. It was just such a perfect fit. I couldn't wait to come back.
What was you predate the pandemic. What was the pandemic like for you? How did that affect you?
Yeah, I do predate the pandemic. I was on the Eurodam. We had just finished a Hawaiian cruise. Actually, my birthday was the day that we announced our 30-day pause on board, so it was a very
happy birthday.
A bittersweet day, and that's how it started, was a 30-day pause in operations, and I actually stayed on the Eurodam. You know, it was kind of the safest place on earth. No one was coming on, no one was going off. I said, sure, let's just stay here. It'll just be a few weeks. I ended up sailing to the Philippines and flying home from there 2 months later. And then another 14 months went by before I came back on board.
But now what about the performers? There were performers stuck on here too, and lecturers and other things.
There were on some of our ships. It just depends. Same with all of our team members, a performer or otherwise. You know, it took us 4 months to eventually get all of our team members home. And, you know, having your own Navy is a good way to do that. If you're not sure if they can get home by air, you can just sail them home to wherever their destination is. And that's what a lot of our ships ended up doing, is just sailing to the places where our team members are from and repatriating them that way. It was really the largest peacetime repatriation effort ever, is what the cruise lines did during the pandemic.
Now, it really does feel as if we are on there was no pandemic, but the ship, due to protocols, isn't filled to capacity. How are the performers? First of all, the performers must be happy to be back in the saddle, but they're also performing not to the full houses they're used to. But what's that like for them?
Yes, definitely our performers are happy to be back. I mean, the travel industry was hit hard in the pandemic, but so was the arts community, all of the live arts scene. So it is great for everyone to be back and be performing for real live people again. And we do have, you know, we have very intimate venues here at Holland America Line. So we do have really nice houses, really supportive people, and just how enthusiastic our guests are to be back as well. And so supportive of seeing live entertainment again, and not just watching something on a screen in their home, that there's still just a really great vibe and a really great energy in all of our venues.
So you were away 14 months, then you began to plan for the return to cruising. What was that like, and what did you implement?
Yeah, the return to cruising was certainly an interesting time. I remember I got the call from the office. They said, you're coming back and everything's going to be exactly the same. And I said, that's just what you're telling me to get me to agree to come back, was what I was convinced was happening. But then it really was the same when I came back on board. It was, we still have our same music venues, our same shows happening. We still have the caliber of entertainment that we had had before the pause. Really, everything when I got back on board was just like when I left it.
Well, that's part of the secret sauce of what Holland America Line offers. What else would you say is the reason that travel advisors should be booking their clients on Holland America?
Yeah, aside from the great entertainment, it's also really our focus on destinations. That it's not just, okay, you're on board and this is one environment, and then, oh, we're in Alaska, so out you go to see it. You kind of experience those destinations here on board. So with Alaska, for an example, we have the EXC talks, we have the cooking shows based on Alaskan cuisine, where we're working with halibut and Alaskan king crab and salmon. We have a naturalist on board to help you identify the wildlife that you see. We bring the National Park Service rangers on board in Glacier Bay. It's just a much fuller experience than just, we're not a ferry service just dropping you off in a destination to go explore it. We're helping you explore that destination before you even set foot in that destination.
And that's company-wide. That's all the other ships at sea.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's across our whole fleet, all of the destinations we sail.
Let's focus in on our viewers, which are the travel advisors. Mm-hmm. What should they know? What's your message to them? What should they be telling their clients when booking?
I would say that we are back. That's what you should be telling your clients. We are back. We are ready for you. We can't wait to welcome you back on board. We've been waiting for your clients as much as they've been waiting to come back and sail and go explore the world. We're ready. Come see us.
Thank you very much for talking to me.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
This is Alan Fine for Insider Travel Report.